Hi, welcome to Pault on Power, Power Systems Design podcast on power and power systems design. I'm your host, Alex Pault, and today we've got Umesh Mishra, Dr. Umesh Mishra. He's the Chairman and Chief Executive Officer of Transform. They're a leader in the area of gallium nitride devices. So hi, welcome Umesh, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Nice to be here. We are very excited. We are at APEC 2013, and we just made a great announcement for gallium nitride in general, and of course a wonderful announcement for Transform, that gallium nitride on silicon is now JEDEC qualified.
Wow, that's a very obvious improvement. But as far as your space in the gallium nitride development, what does that really mean for the industry?
What it means for the industry is that the gallium nitride solution is now available for system designers to actually design the technology into. It provides terrific advantages in performance and actually a cost advantage over many, many competing technologies.
In what way?
In the way that gallium nitride on silicon is a scalable technology. Gallium nitride on silicon can be grown on 8-inch silicon, and of course in the future it'll be also on 12-inch. So it's a technology that is scalable in cost and in performance.
Excellent. So what current product families do you have available to the industry in gallium nitride?
The product families we have are both transistors and diodes. We can go to the website, www.transformusa.com, and you'll see a listing of all our products and data sheets for diodes and transistors. We look forward to having visitors to our site. And one of the big advantages that this shows is a product that our customer partner, Yaskawa from Japan, where they have actually demonstrated the world's smallest and most efficient PV inverter, which we are actually showing at our booth here at APEC, which is a 10-liter PV inverter, 4.5 kilowatts, over 98% efficiency, the world's most efficient, smallest PV converter.
And that's only enabled due to your devices?
It's only enabled due to actually our gallium nitride-based modules. So we are fully vertically integrated in Transform, right from the gallium nitride materials all the way to modules.
So Transform does all their own work?
They do. Yes, we are very proud, and we think it's been the secret to our success.
Well, I would imagine, because the tight integration allows you to do all of your development in a much more controllable environment.
Yes, in a controllable environment with a very short cycle time of learning. So, and we also don't end up trying to stuff a square peg into a round hole by solving the problem where the problem actually exists, be it the material or the device or the circuit.
Excellent, excellent. Now, you've got a demo up at the booth. We'll probably take a video of it and throw it up on our multimedia site side. But can you tell us some of the other advantages that for the engineer today? Like, let's say I'm doing some design right now. Where are the spaces that I can swap my devices out for gallium nitride and see a direct benefit?
So in the power supply domain, we have advantages that have been demonstrated by our customers in the power factor correction circuit. We have us customers looking at to DC converters using various topologies, say LLC topology and others. So Virginia Tech has actually shown terrific results using Transform's GaN, so it's an independently validated result. In the PV inverter space, Yaskawa has shown the advantages of both size and efficiency. And going forward, we are engaged with motor drive customers. So we are very excited that the three out of the four markets, the fourth market that we are not addressing currently is the hybrid car, mm-hmm. which we will in the future. But the three markets that we are addressing right now is power supplies for data servers, the PV inverter space, and motor drives.
Excellent, excellent. So, Umesh, is there anything else you'd like to leave our audience with before we close out this episode?
Yes, I encourage the audience to not be swayed by opinions, but base their own opinion off the technology based on data. So other people's opinion is just opinion. We look forward to serving the community based on data and let data rule.
There you go. Well, thank you very much, Umesh, for taking time to be with us today.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure.
And I'd like to thank everybody out there in the audience for taking the time to listen to us. We wouldn't be here without your support. Tell your friends. This is Alex Pault for Pault on Power, Have a nice day.